Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Monday morning, time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, right here with Megan 8, your official voice of Buckers Now. And now I see we have got some, we actually are kind of running a little dry here in our chat room this morning, but of course we have some of our dedicated maniacs. We've got Miss Christy and of course Miss Sandy Graper, 2G Bucking Bulls. And how about Miss 2G Bucking Bulls herself? You know, this girl is getting famous. I believe she's sitting third place right now in the overall standings in the fantasy PBR draft. So how about that? Week three, and she's sitting in third place. Congratulations to her as well as Mr. Rodney, Mr. 2G Bucking Bulls. And, you know, I got to tell you, these guys have been really close-knit. They have not let on and helped me out with my draft at all, and I'm struggling. I think I'm way down to the bottom of the list there. I think that you'd have better luck finding me from the very last place working your way up, but that's just me. That's right. Sandy says she's going to Vegas, and she's working on it. Great job for you guys. Keep it up. I'm telling you, it's cool to see one of our Making It Maniacs in there, up there at the top of the leaderboard in the fantasy draft. You know, it goes to show you that you guys know the Cowboys and you guys know the Bulls. Make no mistake. I mean, you guys have done your homework and, absolutely love it. So we got some listeners on the line here right now. I know as well. Want to say a big old howdy to you as well. It's the Lunch Hour Show. It's Monday. Now, I will tell you that we have got to do some recapping. We're going to talk a little bit about last night's show. We're going to kind of give you some updates on what we know, some of the injuries. But I got to tell you guys, you know, this is actually a pretty sad morning. I woke up this morning and some of the officers, actually two officers were killed this morning, two law enforcement officers. In the county that I used to work in on an ambulance, we ran calls side by side quite a bit. I don't know who the officers were, but it was pretty tragic. You know, it. I was heartbroken to see that this morning, to wake up and know that they were just out to question somebody, found out that the guy was there at the house that they were trying to search for. He's, you know, was armed. They called for backup, and it was, but, you know, the one thing I got to say is the community really rallied. We were actually getting live reports on the news, and it was absolutely amazing. They did a hot run. They actually went in and pulled the wounded officer out. You know, unfortunately, I believe it was too late, but, you know, they actually did what they call a hot, they did a hot extrication is what they call. You know, and I see that in there. There's actually been a lot of shootings here lately. And, you know, although we take the time out to really thank our servicemen and women, a lot of times we don't thank those local community officers that are out there, you know, whether it be fire departments, law enforcement, ambulance, you know, all these guys are out there risking their necks and putting their lives on the line to go out there and save yours. And, you know, we don't give these guys enough credit. So, definitely want to send our prayers to their families as well. You know, it's a rough thing, and it's just a tragedy. Especially, it hits my heart because I actually worked with those guys. We ran calls together a lot, you know, and so it is. It makes it kind of hard. But anyways, we've got a lot of good things to talk about here in our show as well. McKinnon, I guess, is doing much better now today. Was actually able to open his eyes a little bit, check out his hot little nurse. Now, I got to tell you, though, when you've got a hot little nurse and you've got Miss Mesa paid out there, I don't know which way to go, I'm telling you. But regardless, McKinnon got his eyes open and was able to kind of see what's going on. It's a great thing for him. We're going to obviously continue to keep him and Mesa and, you know, McKinnon's family in our prayers. It's just a, you know, it's a rough sport. And you know, but McKinnon knows what he's, you know, he loves what he's doing. And I don't think he would want it any other way. You know what I mean? This is a chance for him to shine. And I love to see him bounce back. You know, that's going to be a big story to talk about. We've seen a lot of other bull riders do it. But, you know, one of the things we didn't talk about, Bo Hill also sustained a pretty significant injury there. I believe he's going to be out for a few months. So we want to send our wishes to him as well. I did not actually get to see the wreck. I know that you guys did last night watching it on Versus. Hopefully being able to watch what was going on there and listening to our show. Know that not all of you were able to do that, and we're sorry for that. We're going to readjust those times so that way we don't conflict with the PBR. The only issue that I had with that was that it was going to be at 11 o'clock at night running till midnight, or it was going to be 7 o'clock before the second round even came out again. So, you know, I don't know. It is what it is. We just got to find the best time to do that. You know, what would be even better is for Versus to cover the PBR live on Friday and Saturday night, and then we could talk about it on Sunday. That would be the way to go. But, hey, I'm just one guy here, you know. 646-915-9940. That's right. That's the number to call if you want to jump on the line with us. We're always looking for some cowboy logic of the day. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're definitely going to talk about some of the upcoming events where Macon 8 is going to be this week, what we have in store for you, the fans. So you guys stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Macon 8.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Better sure it's Monday. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and it shows isn't Monday. Oh, I got to the job site at 9:15. And somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Well, it sure is Monday, ain't it the truth? I partied too hard and now I'm paying my dues. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Oh,
Howdy, folks. It's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight, your official voice of Buckers Now. Got to tell you, it looks like we got some new fans trying to jump on board with us. We know that they're tuning in, and we want to say a big old howdy to you. Thanks for jumping over here. I see that some of you guys are trying to help walk some of our newest Making Eight maniacs on board on how to get over here to us, and we sure appreciate it. I see, obviously, Miss Sandy did get a chance to hear that. That was obviously Brett Weldon, a good friend of ours. You know, I'm telling you, he's like family. We had a great time out there in Oklahoma, and if it wasn't for his and Miss Sandy Graber's, as well as her husband's at 2G Bucking Bulls Hospitality, we probably wouldn't even be there. But I'll tell you what, they got it done, and we sure appreciate them both. But Brett's a great guy, and we're glad that he's in tune and locked in and getting a grip with Making Eight, that's for sure. So, obviously, like I said, we did get some reports there that McKinnon is doing a little bit better today. You know, that's the big focus right now. You know, it was obviously rough. I actually did see the injury last night, was able to see some of the highlights there on Versus.com. It was a very bad wreck. And I can tell you that something that what I observed there at the arena was the reason why they took so long is they went ahead and placed the tube down in him right there. It's very critical when you've got a broken jaw or something of that nature, something to the extent of the injury that he took, to secure that airway for him and to breathe for him in the case that he can't, because you can't waste time. You obviously have very little time before the brain cells start dying off when they don't get oxygen. So that was the reason why they took as long as they did in the arena. I did not see anything whatsoever to show that they put paddles on him and had to defibrillate him. So the rumors that are being spread out there, please just be courteous. If you're not 100% sure on something there, fans, don't go spread it, because it creates more chaos, because now the family members are having to try to justify certain things, and they shouldn't have to, because it's all hearsay. So that's my request to you guys. I saw some of that out there this morning. You know, the most important thing is that McKinnon is still around. Yeah, he's in the hospital. Yeah, he's going to have some surgery. But the guy's cowboy tough. I mean, come on, really. You know, and he's going to get a grip. He's going to get back out there. And he's going to, you know, he's going to be that rodeo cowboy that we know so well. You know, and that's the most important thing right now. But so as far as the speculation as to what happened there in the arena and things like that, there's nothing in there that shows that they did any such thing as what was being said last night. And that bothers me, because of the fact that now you've got a family that is getting these posts thinking, oh, my God, you know, this is actually worse than what they're telling me. And that's not the case. You guys, please be courteous. Don't, unless you're absolutely certain that this was something that came down from the doctor himself, don't go say anything. You know, so I see that Miss Carly is in and out there, and want to say a big old shout out to you as well. You know, appreciate you taking the time to jump on board with us. But yeah, so, you know, the bottom line is this: McKinnon is on his way to recovery now. He's still got a long ways to go. We're going to continue to keep him uplifted and in our prayers. You know, Mesa, obviously, she's holding down the fort down there, and we sure, you know, respect her for what she's doing. You know, we got into talking a little bit about the things. Did you guys get to see that video from Bushwhacker? I'm telling you what, you talk about a ride and a half. I mean, he sent JB out there, and I'm telling you, that bull was just exciting. Now, you know, the one thing is I saw a lot of posts out there about the best bull ever. I still have a hard time with that. I think Bushwhacker is a fantastic bull. But we've only seen him for a couple years. We don't know what all this bull is capable of. You know, he may turn out to be the best bull ever. But, you know, I think it's early speculation. I think that he is a fantastic bull. I think that he loves doing what he does. But to me, you look at Little Yellow Jacket, that bull had a history no matter what. I mean, it's proven documented. Nobody ever rode that bull after he was covered one night. So when that bull did get rode, He came back twice as hard the next night. That's the best bull that ever lived, in my opinion. That's the bull. That's the is the best bull that ever was. I do. Don't get me wrong. I think that Bushwhacker is a great bull. I think he's got potential to surpass some of those things. But you got to look at the records. I mean, and you can't just go back the same way with, you know, somebody coming up and saying, oh, this brand new bullfighter is the best ever. Well, I disagree. I think Rob Smets is the best bullfighter ever. He's proven it time and time again for years in and years out. So, you know, although that bullfighter may be the best thing on the market right now, and he may do it, but he may have a short-lived career. He may, you know, I mean, things happen. And so for you to say that he's the best bull ever, I have a hard time with that. But, hey, we can all agree to disagree. You know, I mean, that's just my opinion on it. But I think Bushwhacker is a fantastic bull. And I'm telling you, I think that he deserved that 47 3/4 points that he got. It was amazing. I've never seen a bull that rank come out. And, I mean, just whipping and cranking. You know, he had a lot of drop kick to him. He drifted a little bit further out, which I think is the only reason why he didn't get a 50 point, you know. But I think that, you know, I think that it was rank. And, I mean, you can tell by, you know, throwing off a guy like J.B. Mooney, who's a huge, huge, you know, fantastic bull rider. And the ranker they are, the better he rides, you know. We've seen that proven time again with Big Tex. We've seen it proven with several of the other bulls that he's matched up against, you know. But, yeah, when Bushwhacker launched him like he did, that said a lot. I was pretty pleased with it, though. I think all in all, it was a decent weekend. Skeeter Kingsolver, you know, can't say enough about that guy. Really impressed to see him doing what he's doing. I love the fact that he's out there and he's competing and he's making a run. I mean, he covered all his bulls there in Anaheim. You know, he's moving up in the rankings. You know, although we always love to see, some of the other guys around. I think that, obviously Brendan Clark and Austin Meyer, we're going to see these guys later on in the year. There's no question. But I do think that Skeeter, it's great to see him up there making a run against some of those killer bees, because I'm telling you, they are just riding. And I see some of the comments coming in there in the chat room about Bush is the best bull that you've ever seen in person. And I can agree with you there, okay? But I'm going to tell you, I've seen the Little Yellow Jacket in person. So when it comes down to it, you're not going to convince me otherwise, just in my opinion. But I agree with you. I think that you guys can certainly say that Bushwhacker is certainly the best bull on the market right now. I think that he is the front runner. I don't think anybody will beat him this year. I think he will be Bucking Bull of the Year. Just by his performance, as long as he stays healthy and can remain throughout the rest of the season, I will absolutely agree with you. I think that he will be the Bucking Bull of 2011. And I see the comments coming in there about the injuries. You know, these guys are trying to be real aggressive, you know. And you look at, I mean, look at the competition level. I mean, it's kind of all stepped up again this year. You know, from what you saw in the off season and these guys preparing, they knew what they were up against. You know, obviously the Brazilians have made a very, very strong run. And they've dominated in so many other, you know, associations or so many different standings. Anywhere you go, you just see that the Brazilians are there at the top of the list. So maybe this was the point where the Americans said, you know what, it's time for us to step up our game. And so they're being a lot more aggressive. I think that may be a contributing factor to some of the injuries that have taken place. These guys are laying it out there for you, the fans. They're laying it out there because they want to be the best and they want to win. And that competition level has stepped up a notch with some of these Brazilians coming in riding the way they are. So, you know, they're going to have to step up their game, and that's what they're doing. And it's unfortunate, but at the same time, these guys are going to find ways to win. And if it means getting injured like they have, that's a risk that they're willing to take. So, you know, there again, I'm not sitting in their shoes. I can't say firsthand, but I'm telling you, over experience as a competitor, as an athlete, as a bull rider, that this is probably some of the things that are stepping out there. You know, these guys are matching up against the ranker Bulls. They want to get them before the Brazilians have an opportunity to cover them and get those winning points, the stuff that's going to put them in the money, you know. So when they get out there, they're taking those chances. They understand those risks, but they're willing to step up their game for you, the fans, to be competitive. So I believe, well, Ben Jones won. Didn't Ben Jones win the first one? I see some of the comments coming in the chat room there about the Brazilians winning every weekend. Maybe I am wrong on that. That's right. You know what? I stand corrected. Yeah, that's right. He ended up finishing second there. But, yeah, you know, the Brazilians are strong, and they're making a run. And so I think that you're seeing a lot of these guys getting out there traveling going, hey, man, how are we going to beat them? Well, you got to step up their game. They're going to have to be aggressive. And if that means taking up some injuries, I think that they're willing to take those risks. And it's unfortunate that we have to see any of those injuries. I hate them, you know. I had to be one. I was a statistic. I was one of those guys, you know. I ended up taking a helicopter ride out of the arena, you know. It was that bad. I didn't wake up for 4 days. So, you know, I know what's at risk. And, you know, but I also know that that ultimate prize that they're riding for, that passion, you know. And I mean, even with those head injuries, I still have gone back and rode, you know. And I see that they are switching to those Brazilian ropes. So a lot of the American riders, you see guys like Brendan Clark, Sean Willingham, those guys are starting to jump on board now as well. They're getting a hold of these Brazilian ropes and finding an edge that will get them the ability to win. And if, just like Brendan said on his Brendan Clark show, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. And that's kind of what they're looking at, you know. They say, well, maybe it is the rope that's giving them that edge. They're able to use that riding style. But, you know, the bottom line is this, is they're having to step up their game. You know, you're right, Miss Sandy. I see your comment in there about some of the injuries and how, you know, the bullfighters, obviously, I mean, you're not going to say much about Frank Newsom, Shorty, you know, those guys there, that, you know, they are on their game. And it's one thing for a cowboy to go out there and ride one, maybe two, maybe three bulls in a night. Those guys are out there 45, 50 bulls a night, you know. You know, it's absolutely crazy. Anyways, yeah, those guys, the medical staff, Tandy Freeman, they do a fantastic job out there. It's wonderful to see them and know that these bull riders are in the best hands possible right there. You know, I agree with you guys there 100%. So, hey, how about this last Cowboy Standing, April 16th? Have you guys seen about that? We talked a little bit about it last night. I'm excited. I love the format that they're bringing to Mandalay Bay. I think it's going to be pretty crazy, and you can bet that if there's a way that I can get my tickets, I will be there in the stands, because I think that that is going to be absolutely insane to see these guys. And that, I mean, that's where it's truly going to see where these cowboys are at, the last cowboy standing. Each guy is going to go back out and ride until they get bucked off, and the last one standing there is going to be your winner. Oh, I'm telling you, how many bulls do you think it's going to take for these guys to get on to win an event like that? I think that it is just, yeah, it's going to be really cool. And if there's a way we can be there, you can bet that Making Eight will be down there. You know, we'll have to see what the month holds for us, March in particular. But, yeah, I do like that format better than the Iron Cowboy as well, Carly. I see your comment in there. But that's just me personally. You know, I don't necessarily disagree with the Iron Cowboy, but I think the format there for the last Cowboy Standing is a lot better. I think that's where you're going to truly see who is the toughest cowboy. Exactly. So I think that it gives you an edge. I love it. I love the idea behind it. So I cannot wait. Really cannot wait. Shane Proctor leading the overall standings in bull riding for the PRCA. Wow. You know, hey, he's one of our favorites there on the Biltmore Tough Series, and we're seeing him out there at the PRCA. Now, we saw Dustin Elliott last year, you know, win a whole lot of money over the summer to get himself there at the NFR. Are we going to see Shane Proctor this year at both? I would like to, you know. I would truly like to. I think that would be really cool to see Shane, you know, at both the PBR finals and the NFR. We'll have to stay tuned to that the rest of the season, see what he's doing and how the things are working out for him. We'll have to kind of follow along with him. But you guys got him on Twitter. You got him on Facebook. Easy way to do that. Let's see. What else we got going on in the notes? Oh, shoot. Well, you know what? I was gonna hold off, but I think we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're just going to dedicate it. We're going to swing things over to the Zebra and make an eight schedule for the week. So you guys stay tuned. Do not go anywhere. When we come back, it's time to crank it up a notch. We're going to let you know about making eight, where we're going to be, what's going on as we get ready to head into the weekend. How about we get started with a little bit of Cowboy Days, Hell's Fury, to get us rolling on a Monday afternoon. Listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Megan Eight.
I hear a lot of folks say, man, you're not quite right. You've been riding on that crazy side damn near all your life. Not about to change, but they don't understand the thrill of riding thunder, holding lightning in my hand. I look for rodeo nights, 8 second highs, hot little cowgirl with them jeans real tight, music sounding loud, walking.
Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Making 8, your official voice of Buckers Now. Speaking of, if you guys have not gone over and checked out the new Zebra Finals War Room that's going to be coming at you starting this week, you better get over and check it out. We have got some cool things in the works for you. Zebra has done a fantastic job of bringing us in, putting us together, and we're having a lot of fun with it. You know, we've been working hard. Matt Owen of Buckers Now, U.S. Rodeo Supply, he has been doing a lot behind the scenes to get this thing geared up and get it ready for you guys. So this is how the schedule is going to kind of lay out right here for Making Eight this week. We've got today's lunch hour show. We've got tomorrow's and Wednesday's lunch hour show, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, same time as we always have it. There will be no show on Thursday or Friday. However, starting Wednesday evening, we're going to show you a little bit of Life on the Road series. I've hired some help, some very inexpensive help, and my brother. Going to bring him up there to Tennessee with me, and we're going to be doing some videoing. We're going to talk a little rodeo on the trip, and we're going to have a good time. And that'll be Wednesday afternoon, so you can look forward to jumping on over here with us in the chat room. It's going to be on the Life on the Road channel on Making Eight. I believe we're also going to have that channel posted there in Buckers Now under the Zebra War Room. I'm going to give you a little bit of Life on the Road series, just a preview of what is yet to come there for the Zebra Finals as we get ready to bring it to you. And then again on Thursday, we're going to stay overnight in Georgia. And then we're taking off and heading up there Thursday to Tennessee, so you guys are going to get a little bit of taste of that. Probably as we're getting ready to head down into Murfreesboro and we get ready to head down into the arena, we're going to give you all a sneak peek of where we're going to be and what we're doing there. And then Friday. Friday is going to be round one performance, top 40 bull riders, top 20 barrel racers in the Zebra Association, and it's going to be ranked. I'm telling you, they've got the announcer of the year, Luke Kaufman, is going to be there announcing. We've got the best bullfighter, or the best barrelman, I should say, in Matt Merritt is going to be there clowning for us, and it's going to be a great time. I know that, yes, you're right. Carter Hall will not be fighting in it this year. I'll have to go back and actually look and see who the bullfighters are. And, you know, that's the really cool thing is if you guys are interested, if you scroll down under the page there under the Zebra Finals War Room where we have all the information, you guys will actually see a program layout. You click on that, and you can actually scroll through the program and see who's riding in it, who's in the standings, who's going to be there as your barrel man, who's going to be there clowning for you. It looks like we've got Bobby Sims, we've got Sean Walters, who we actually saw in Oklahoma at the PBF Tour, and then we've got Christopher Furr. Those are going to be the three bullfighters there. So we're going to have some great acts. We've also got Gina Cox, who's going to be there. And, you know, it's a funny thing, she was also there in Oklahoma there at the showcase. So you guys had the opportunity to see her if you were following along to the IFR 41. So there's going to be a lot of talent there. There's going to be a lot of folks that we've been in contact with over the past couple of weeks. You guys are going to see them again. I do believe that they are going to be wearing Ride Rank for a Cure jerseys, but I'm not 100% on that. So it's going to be a lot of fun, though. You guys are going to have to stay tuned. Friday is going to be round one performance. We're going to have a pre-event, about 45 minutes to showtime. And we're going to have some interviews with some of the bull riders, some of the barrel racers. We may even get Luke Kaufman behind the microphone a little bit. You know that he loves to sing. You know that he loves to talk. If you've ever been out to a Zebra deal that he's been announcing, you know that that guy can announce. And it's going to be really cool for you guys to be able to tune in online. We're going to have live updated scores for you that'll be coming in. It'll be scrolling through. We're also, this is one of the coolest things, is we'll be throwing out there to the fans that if they send tweet updates to @MakingEight, they'll be able to take pictures and upload them right there to their Twitter. Just tag them to @MakingEight, and they're going to automatically show up in the war room for you, the fans. So if you can't be there, you're going to get a lot of excitement. We've got a video broadcast. We've got live updated scores. And we've got pictures that will be coming in from all over the arena, different angles, different shots. Going to be cool. So you, the fans, are going to better get a grip because it's going to be a wild time. I'm telling you, you know, and when you got guys like Matt Merritt out there and you got Luke Kaufman running the show, talk about fun. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And that's what we're looking to do when we get out there. So you're going to see that Friday. You're going to see round two on Saturday. And you're going to see the short round on Sunday. So you guys make sure to get a grip. Stay tuned with that. Find out what's going on there. And then we'll be back on our lunch hour shows Monday, and we'll kind of pick up our routine. However, we're going to be doing it from the road. I will tell you that we'll be out and about up there in the Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia area. Kind of hard to say just yet where we will be, but we'll be out there hitting the road, and we'll be talking to you, the fans. We'll be answering your questions, talking about the Zebra Finals, because the following Friday, the 4th and 5th, we're going to be in Coleman, Alabama, bringing you another Zebra broadcast. That's right. Matt Merritt, Luke Kaufman are going to be right back down there. We're going to have Justin Ballinger and Ross Hill going to be the bullfighters for that event. So it's going to be really cool. You guys are going to definitely have to stay tuned. Now, here's the other kicker. If you guys missed the part of the show last night where we talked about it, we're going to let you know again right here. Stay tuned, because during our broadcast on Friday, during the entire weekend, during our live broadcast, you're going to see a promo code come up, courtesy of U.S. Rodeo Supply. We have Making 8 Maniac shirts that are going to be available right there, so you, the fans, can get a grip on that. And you will get a 10% discount by using the promo codes that we're throwing out there at you. So make sure that you do that, and then you can get over to U.S. Rodeo Supply. The links will be posted during the broadcast as well as after the broadcast. And that's going to continue, I believe, all week long, from the time that we start our Performance 1 of the Zebra Finals until the time that we go through in Coleman, Alabama. You guys will be able to use that promo code, get on over, order you some Making 8 Maniac shirts, some Buckers Now shirts. I believe we're going to have them up and ready for you. So what do you think about it? I'm excited about it. I think it's a cool thing, and I'm ready to get you the Making 8 Maniacs out there what you guys have asked for, ready to get you guys what you deserve. You guys are the founding reason why we're here and we're doing what we're doing. So, you know, it's up to you guys to help spread the word. Let's get some more Making 8 Maniacs on board watching these deals. If you've got links, post them. Post them to that war room there on Buckers Now. Get fans over there signed up. I see that, that there's shirts and hoodies coming out, huh? We might just be having some sweatshirts coming your way as well. I'm not 100% on what the product line is. U.S. Rodeo Supply is actually taking care of that for us. So we're going to make it happen, though, as best as we can. I think that you guys deserve to have them. I think it's going to be wild, and I just look forward to having the opportunity to run into you guys wearing the Making 8 Maniac shirt. I think it's going to be cool. So we're going to have hats and things like that coming further along this year, but we had to give you guys a start. No better time to start with this than the Zebra Finals. So, you know, and if you guys want to know more about Zebra and where they're going to be this season, find out who's going to be going where, who's putting on these events, go check out GoZebra.com, and you can find out all the information you want to on them, their standings, find out who's in the standings and where they're headed, you know. We've got a lot of guys that we know. We've watched them earlier this year. We've also got some archives in the Zebra channel that you can go over to even right now by going through Ustream. You can scroll down and actually see some of the archives and see some of the bull rides that we've been out to. I'll tell you, they're a little rough around the edges. You know, it was some of our very first productions we did right there with Zebra. You know, they kind of opened the door to us, and we are proud to be stepping in and really bringing it to you. We've stepped up our game a lot, and I think we've got a lot more to go, but I think we're on the right track. I'll tell you that. And I think with what you guys are going to be able to have there in the Buckers Now War Room for Zebra, the Zebra Finals, it's going to be huge. It's going to give you guys the opportunity to see a whole lot and just be able to interact with us. We're going to have that chat room open. You guys are going to be able to – you can sit right there and connect your Twitter right there to the page. So as you're seeing what's going on, you can be sending out tweets right there on the page. You don't have to go anywhere. It's going to be perfect. I'm telling you, it's going to be great. So you guys make sure to get over there and do that. I see that Miss Sandy in there. Yes, Zebra is absolutely a great organization. Very professional. And, you know, they have some higher standards than a lot of your smaller associations do. They're a step above. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, you go back and you look at their program and look at some of their previous champions that they've had, it'll blow you away. I mean, they've had guys from Brian Tanner in 2004 to Jerome Davis himself. They've had Jeff Tanner, who's now the CEO. They've had Boyce Knox, who's up there located in North Carolina. We went up to see his. Last year's champion was Chad Van Amberg, and you guys get to see him out there this year. Rick Wagner. You know, these are guys that you guys have seen on tour. So don't think for one second that you're not going to be able to have the opportunity to see some of these guys that have been around the PBR. This is where they start. You know, this is almost their stepping stone to get out there. Josh Fairclough, who we just saw this past weekend, he may or may not even be there at the finals. He's in the running. He's in the standings right now. It's hard to say because he may be on tour in Indianapolis, so we just don't know yet. So you guys will have to stay tuned to that. We're going to let you know as we find out whether or not he's going to be there. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of talent there. There's a lot of great bulls. A lot of the bulls were bucking at the Touring Pro event. You're going to see there at the finals this next week. And we're going to bring you all the action right there on Buckers Now and Making Eight. You guys will have the opportunity to see it. So look for our links. But also come check out our Life on the Road tour. As we get out there, we kind of hit the road and head up north, and we'll let you know what we're doing. We'll be able to sit back and chat with you. We'll have the chat room open. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a great place for you guys just to come hang out if you have the time. Just want to give you guys a sneak peek at where, you know, what's going on and who we're talking with, and who knows. You know, I'm telling you, with the way my phone has been ringing off the hook, it'll probably be that same way while we're on air, so we'll just have to wait and see. But I look forward to it. Look forward to hanging out with you guys as we head north. You know, there's no better way to hit the road than to take your fans with you, and we're going to have that opportunity. So you guys can look forward to that starting on Wednesday. After our lunch hour rodeo show, we're going to be packing up and hitting the road, so you can look for that sometime Wednesday afternoon. Just stay up to date. Stay tuned to Making Eight. Make sure to follow our links and get a grip with us. So I see a lot of the bull riders are out there retweeting some of Mace's updates, as she's been out there updating all you fans, and we sure do appreciate it, what she's been doing for us. Well, I appreciate that, Miss Sandy. You know, it's great to have the opportunity to be out there with Zebra. And, you know, they're such a prestigious association. We're just proud to be working with them. You know, we've been really blessed here at the beginning of this year. We've had the opportunity to work with Joe Beaver, Buck Daniel Ranch down in Okeechobee. Of course, we got to hook up and hang out with Shane Hansey again there on New Year's Day. We've been out in Oklahoma working with the IFR, the IPRA, and PBF. Two great associations there. And now, of course, moving into Zebra, I mean, I'm telling you, that door's just opening up. And I see your comment in there about me being a rock star. Miss Andy, I don't know about a rock star, but I'll tell you right now, I think you are. You, the Making Eight Maniacs, are the rock stars, because you guys are the supporting group, and you guys are the reason why we're able to get out there and do what we're doing. Because you're opening eyes, and you're telling the other friends and family about it. And so these associations are seeing what you're doing for us, and they go, you know what, we want you to be a part of it. Bring your Making Eight Maniacs over here with us so we can get in tune and find out what's going on. We want your fans to our shows. So that's what we're able to do for you, the Making Eight Maniacs. Well, you know what, Miss Sandy, that door might just very well open up for you. I've got a couple connections myself, so we might be able to make those things happen for you. Love to have 2G out there. That's a Zebra deal. Like I said, that opportunity is going to be there, and y'all can look forward to it. Tomorrow and Wednesday, like I said, we're going to be kicking out. I think we're even going to have to do tomorrow's show on the road, as I got to go into town and start hitting up some stuff. I've got to drop Mrs. Making Eight off at work, and then we got to get around, get the truck cleaned up and ready to go. So I might even be out there on the road tomorrow doing a show. We'll try to see if we can't wrangle in a guest or two, call in and jump on the line with us. And, of course, we're always looking for Mr. Cody Burleson to give us our cowboy logic for the day. You know, always got to have him. You know, it just wouldn't be a show without the usual cowboy logic. And speaking of, I believe we've got him right here, right now. They're Making Eight Maniacs, Cody Burleson.
Hey, Scott. What's up, Making Eight Maniacs? How y'all doing today?
Oh, shoot, buddy. We're rocking and rolling, man. Rocking and rolling. Just gearing up for this weekend. Going to be a fantastic time. And we're looking ready. We're looking to get a grip for sure.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. You and me both, bud.
Oh, boy. What's our cowboy logic for the day?
There are three kinds of people. The one that learns by reading, the few who learn by observation, and the rest of them have to pee on the electric fence for themselves.
Man, how true those words are. Wow. That's some serious cowboy logic there for you there, Making Eight Maniacs.
Nah, I figured we'd kick off Monday with a good one.
Yes, for sure, man, for sure. Well, we sure do appreciate it, buddy. Everything going all right for you this week?
Oh, yes, sir. Just letting Angela Jones know that I'm going to be shipping out the prize package today.
Wonderful, man. I know she looks forward to getting a hold of that, man. And you know, pretty cool thing. We had a great contest there, and we sure appreciate it.
No problem. You know, I'd like to do another one here at some point in time, but, heck, I ain't got any stumpers running across my mind yet, so.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, we'll work on it for sure. We'll work on it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Hey, Kelly, man, I appreciate you giving us the cowboy logic for the day, buddy. Don't work too hard, amigo.
Oh, heck, man, I'm hardly working. You ought to know that by now.
I hear you, man. I hear you. But don't get yourself in trouble either now.
That's no fun, then. Come on, Scott.
I hear you, man. All right, brother, man. We'll catch you tomorrow there on the flip side when we get more of your PBR News for You cowboy logic for the day. What do you say?
Yes, sir. You can count on it.
10-4, man. All right, take care. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. See you later.
All right, there, maniacs. Cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of PBR News for You. And you know what? I actually had one shown out there this morning. And, of course, you know, one of the ones I haven't been able to see is Miss Kat Johnson. And that's another one we want to continue to keep in our prayers. You know, I guess her husband's been ill here lately. And we want to continue to keep one of our fellow maniacs on board, you know, and keep them in our prayers as well. But she sent me a post this morning, and it was courtesy of Shane Hanchey, one of the guys we know so well, finished third in the tie-down in the NFR Finals. Finished third overall as well. Got to see him New Year's Day. Great young guy, but this was his cowboy logic for the day, and we're going to throw this one out at you as a bonus. Literally true that you can succeed best and quickest by helping others to succeed. You know, and that's kind of where we stand in the sense that we've taken what we've been able to utilize and turned it around and given it to somebody else. You know, if we can help somebody else succeed, then we feel like we've done our job. That's what we're doing here for IFR, for the IPRA, for the PBF, for CBRA. You know, we're going to try to help them succeed. And I think by doing so, will help bring us up and make us able to succeed as well. So there's some other cowboy logic for you for the day. Man, when I read it, I said, wow, that just really fits to what we're doing here at Making Eight Outreach, you know. And obviously, you know, we're not the only ones. Buckers now, Mr. Matt Filey joining us here on our show today. Glad to have you here, buddy. We're getting fired up, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be a wild week, and you guys are going to have to stay tuned because we've got some cool things coming at you. Most definitely make sure to get a grip on one of our either Buckers Now or Making Eight Maniac shirts, as we're going to be putting them out there this weekend. And make sure to utilize the promo codes, okay? We need y'all to use those promo codes so we can get you a 10% discount on them. I think it'll work out really well. And, you know, I think it'll be a lot of fun for you guys. We're going to give it to you at the cheapest rate that we can. We're basically not making any money off of it. We just want to get you guys exposed and get you excited about what we're doing here with Making Eight. And this is only the start. I'm telling you, this is only the beginning of the year. So, wow, I see that we've got a new Making Eight Maniac, Sweet A1, I believe, or Sweet Al1, is a pro rodeo barrel racer tuning in for the first time. How about it, you know, Making Eight Maniacs? Y'all make her feel welcome, and we sure do appreciate y'all taking the time to jump on board here with us. Absolutely love having y'all here, and keep recruiting. Keep bringing them in. I'm telling you, we're loving it. You know, we got a lot of barrel racing that we're going to be covering with the CBRA Finals. They are going to have the top 20 barrel racers from here in the Southeast are riding in the CBRA Association. You know, they do have a Bulls and Barrels, you know, kind of sanctioned event that they do coordinate, and that's where their points are coming from. It's going to bring the top 20 barrel racers there to the finals. So it's going to be a great show. You guys are going to have the opportunity to see some of their runs coming in and see their times posted as well. We should be getting some day sheets for you, so you can print them up right there. Just go to Buckers Now, click on the Zebra Finals War Room, and scroll down. As soon as we get those day sheets, we'll have them posted for you. You can print them out so that way you can keep up with the scores and find out how things are going along during the Zebra Finals all weekend. So it's going to be a cool time. I look forward to having everybody on board with us. Really look forward to having your support. And, of course, you know, we just love having you there. You guys are such great company to be around, and that's why we don't mind doing, like, these little Life on the Road series that we're going to do on our way up there to Tennessee and while we're out there on the road the bit this week. You know, we just want you all to get a taste and hang out with us. I mean, you guys are part of our family, so we're going to bring you out there on the road with us for sure. Anyways, I think that's going to start wrapping up our show here for the day there, Making Eight Maniacs. We definitely want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in here with us. Make sure tomorrow we're going to be back in it, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, same time as always. And you guys make sure to get over and you know, continue to show Mesa, show McKinnon how much we support them. We're going to continue to keep them in our prayers. Let's not go spread something that we're not 100% sure on unless you get confirmation from family or from hospital staff. You know, let's leave the rest alone. Let's just realize, hey, these guys are here. They're still with us, and we're going to continue to keep praying for their recovery. So that's right, Miss Sandy. I see your comment in there about life on the road, and we'll get a taste of it. You'll get a taste of it, and you guys will be able to sit back and hang out with us as we are on the road. So make sure to get a grip this week, and we got a lot in store for you. The schedules will be posted there on Buckers Now. Y'all make sure to get over and build your profiles. Let's get a grip with it. So until tomorrow, they're Making Eight Maniacs. Y'all get a grip with Making Eight and Buckers Now.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. 'Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer, she'll still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the nightfall. My boots are leather and nine. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, 'cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up, I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaking, never stir. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cow. I'm your man.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to MakingEight.com.